You may ask yourself, what on earth is a scout leader from the World Scout Bureau doing on stage here at an amateur radio convention? And you're not alone, I've asked myself the same question. Allow me to take you a few moments into the world of youth, into the world of scouting worldwide, and then it may become very clear where our connections are, where our links are. The World Organization of the Scout Movement, we have our international headquarters nowadays in Malaysia, in Kuala Lumpur. It is the largest youth movement on the world. We have 45 million youngsters united from 224 countries and territories at the moment. It will be easier to give you a short list of areas that we are still missing. So if you're from those areas, come and see me. Who knows what we can do? The World Organization has no distinction on culture, religion, ethnic background, nationalities, gender. And perhaps this sounds familiar to you already. What binds us scouts, as you have a lot of them here on the ham radio as well. It's the same vision. We have a non-formal educational method. So it's not like a school system, but we do bring about some skills with the scouts. We have the same goal, to make something better out of this world and create an understanding between people of different nations, different backgrounds. We're from different areas, but it all symbolizes that we are a unit and a unity, because we all wear something like this, which we call a scarf, in different colors, but still the same symbol. Now, if I look at the amateur radio community internationally, it has no distinction on culture, religion, ethnic background, nationality, gender. And by connecting radio amateurs together, we somehow create an understanding between people of different backgrounds. What binds us as radio amateurs is the interest in the same hobby. As you can see here on the ham radio, for some it's antennas, that's their main interest. For others it's electronics, competitions, contests. It's all symbolized by the same radio call sign that we work so hard to get, right? For some of us, easier than for others, but we all have that. Now, similarities between the amateur radio community and scouting as a whole were already recognized in the 1920s, long time ago, when both scouting and radio amateur hobbies were in their early days, let's say. Now, inevitably, somewhere along the way, these had to come together. And these very different organizations met, in fact, in an activity that we now know as a jamboree on the air. Many of you are familiar with that. A jamboree is a large gathering of scouts somewhere on the globe, usually 30 to 40,000 people that come together once every 4 years. It's a bit complicated to do that every year. And you have to travel there. You cannot reach people that easily. So we found an alternative, connecting the scouts by means of amateur radio. That's how the name came about, the jamboree, but then on the air. I've had the privilege to lead this Chota event from our international headquarters, now in Kuala Lumpur. And it's not without pride that I may state the Jamboree on the Air, it's the largest annual youth gathering that exists on Earth. You will not find anything else. Why is that? We only connect 1.5 million scouts. And I'm very happy they're not together in one place. That will be a logistic nightmare, you know. But thanks to the radio amateurs, we can connect them from wherever they are. It's 48 hours in one weekend in October. Now, fortunately or unfortunately, the World Scout Committee of the World Organization has given me a target. They say, okay, great, Richard, it's 1.5 million. How about that you double that? We want to make this event available to more youngsters. So there's a large opportunity for amateur radio as well. And we want to grow it to 3 million by 2020. That's not a long time, and it's an interesting target. So I'm going to need help, right? 10,000 of radio amateurs are actually every year involved in that to make the event possible. I'm sure around the audience here we have quite a lot of them that have been involved. So on behalf of these scouts, I want to extend a warm thank you to all of you that have been involved. You introduced the youngsters to radio, to the techniques, but also to the magic of making a contact to somewhere else in the world on just using a piece of wire. Connect them really to places they may have never heard of before. Nowadays it's almost unthinkable that people are do not know where the rest of the world is. That really happens if you're in a small community. A few years ago there was, I give you just one example, we had a large camp in Japan. And one of the things we did was play with a contact with the International Space Station. We take another dimension of jamboree on the air. It's not only confined to the globe. We go up there. And some, more often than not, the astronauts have a scouting background as well. So NASA is very keen on assisting us in those contacts. We made a great contact, and I think we have some videos on the stand of that. After the contact, there was a young Girl Scout from Bolivia, about 14, 15 years old. She had been in the radio contact involved, and she said, well, Richard, I've just talked to an astronaut up there somewhere. How can I explain that to my mom and dad? They will never believe me. You see, and this is the impression we make with the techniques that we do. And this is what we do with amateur radio. This is what we do with amateur radio. Now, through the JOTA event, the Jamboree on the Air event, young and also older scouts start to realize they belong to a worldwide community. They sit there at their own radio station, at their own home, but they're part of this 45 million big community. They exchange all sorts of ideas and visions and play crazy games with other young adults. It can be in the next town, it can be in the neighboring country, or anywhere else. The background of this, and this is, comes to our point of non-formal education, these young adults will learn to work together across cultures, across nations, across ethnic backgrounds to shape the world of tomorrow, and these are tomorrow's leaders. That's what we do in scouting. Now, over the years, we've seen many radio amateurs, and there's a danger. If you get involved into Jamboree on the Air, the danger is that you will become a scout leader yourself as well. And we've seen many examples of that. It works the other way around as well, by the way. We've seen quite a lot of scouts and leaders, and we have some in the audience here, that got their own amateur radio license through this event. They got so interested in the techniques that they managed to get their own license. And actually, you're even looking at one, I may say so. We bring people together. We bridge distances. We bridge cultures. And we connect scouts. And that's what we do together, radio amateurs and scouts in radio scouting. And no doubt, Ham Radio 2018, it will be a great inspiration to all of you these coming days. I challenge you, if you have a license, to be QRV next October in the largest adventure of youth amateur radio. Thank you all.